Greetings in Jesus' name on the 6th day of May, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 40s outside, a little bit of frost this morning out on the picnic table, but temperatures will be going up today to the 60s, and we're grateful for that. It is springtime in Maine. The grass is a lush green. The buds are popping out on the oak trees. The pine trees are glistening in the sunshine, and it's just a wonderful time of the year. Thank you for praying for us last night. We had a tremendous service, and God met with us as I was preaching through the book of Acts and chapter number 15. I appreciate visitors being in our service last night, and the Lord is continuing to lead us, guide us, and direct us in our local assembly here. And I sure do appreciate all of your prayers, your love, and your support for the ministry that God has called us to. Today, we're busy about the Father's business of Bible class and the National Day of Prayer as we emphasize prayer for revival and prayer for restoration of our great country and prayer for one another. And we've got that event and other things that are happening today in and around the ministry of working on the home and staff meetings. And then we have the joy tonight of going to my son and daughter-in-law's house to find out about their ultrasound. We are expecting our first grandchild. And today will be the day that we find out we're going to have a boy or a girl. And we're so thrilled and excited about this opportunity to become grandparents in the will of God. If you have a copy of your Bible today or a copy of the Scriptures, I want you to look with me in 1 Kings chapter number 19. In 1 Kings chapter number 19, there is an emphasis in this passage of Scripture here upon Elijah. And we understand that just previous to this, he has taken a strong stand for Christ. Oh my, as he's met up against these 400 lying prophets of Baal. And he found out what he knew to be true, and we found out what we also knew to be true, that there is no God like our God. Their gods are no gods at all. But our God is a God who can work the supernatural. And the great miracle of the licking up of the water and the slaying of the prophets and all that went on in this passage of Scripture. And you would have thought that Elijah would have taken his arms up in the air and would have shouted the victory and said, "Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go on. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm going to be everything that God wants me to be." You would have thought that. But yet, Elijah, like many of us, fell upon hard times. And he fell upon discouraging times. And he fell upon a very depressing situation. And the Bible says, "And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah?" This is the question that no doubt has penetrated his heart as he begins to think about, why am I here? I was just over in a meeting with the 400 lying prophets a little while ago. I was just experiencing the good touch of God upon my life just a little bit ago. Why am I here? And the Lord asked him this poignant question, "Why are you here, Elijah?" And then in verse 13, "And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering end of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah?" He's asked him again in just a matter of a few verses. Twice the Lord as asking Elijah, "What are you doing here?" And I feel the Lord is asking many of us today out in radio land, "What are you doing here? Why are you in this place?" When you have the opportunity to serve King Jesus in great power and great glory, what are you doing there? Why are you not experiencing the good blessings of God? Why are you off in a cave of depression and a cave of anxiety and a cave of fear? It's time that we get out of these caves that we're in and go and serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God had to deal with Elijah, and he had to comfort him and had to lead him and guide him and direct him, and so that he might be able to continue to serve the Lord. And I believe that's many of us are experiencing the same thing. We find ourselves in a cave experience in our life, and the Lord asks us, what are you doing here? It's time that we go on and quit entertaining the thoughts of slacking off. It's time that we go on for the Lord and be busy about the Father's business. Let's get out of the cave and go accomplish something for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.